Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today's Thursday, the 21st of March, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a positive note, given the signals from GIFT Nifty, which currently show that the index is trading 17 points higher at around 22,070 levels, indicating a mild to positive start for the local equity markets. On Wednesday, the domestic equities ended a volatile session of trade on a flat note ahead of the Fed policy meeting. Later on the day, the US Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged, as per market expectations. The Fed officials decided unanimously to leave the benchmark federal fund rate in the range of 5.25% to 5.5%, which is the highest since 2001, for a fifth straight meeting. The policy makers signaled that they remain on track to cut rates this year for the first time since March 2020, but now they just see three reductions in 2025, down from four, which was earlier forecasted in December 2023, based on the median projection. Domestic analysts say that even if there is an explicit near-term rate cut commentary from the Fed, the Indian benchmarks are unlikely to rebound from their current slump. Investor confidence has been hit by internal concerns, including frothy valuations, year-end profit booking, tax booking, and recent regulatory interventions by the SEBI and the AMFI. Looking at the Indian share market, the sectoral indices are currently seeing a mixed trend, wherein energy, FMCG, and realty indices edged higher, whereas metal and financials are seeing some pressure. Experts predict that the current downturn may see a breather after the recent fall, but the market undertone is likely to remain negative. Participants should continue with a sell-on-rise approach until the Nifty decisively reclaims the 22,100 level. Also, experts reiterated their preference for index measures over others and asked traders to avoid adding to loss-making positions. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, Indian PSU REC said that its board is likely to consider the market borrowing program for FY25. Crystal Integrated Services is set to debut on the bourses on March 21st. The final issue price has been fixed at Rs. 715 per share. Experts predict that the stock will debut with moderate gains. PB Fintech will incorporate a wholly owned subsidiary to enter the payment aggregator business. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they've performed. Wall Street's three major indexes closed at fresh record highs following the US Federal Reserve's decision. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.03%, the S&P 500 gained 0.89%, while the NASDAQ Composite was up 1.25%. The dollar gave up some of its gains following the Fed's decision to hover around the 103.2 level, lower by around 0.6%. The 10-year Treasury yield was trading around the 4.26 levels, down around 30 basis points from yesterday's trading session. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices took cues from Wall Street to jump in trade. South Korea's Kospi increased by over 1.5%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 hit a fresh record, up around 1.57%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index recorded gains of 1.7%. In today's Voice of the Day session, we have Viram Shah, the co-founder and CEO of Vested Finance, sharing his outlook on the US Fed policy decision. Let's have a listen.
So today's US Fed committee meeting was pretty much a non-event. The rates were kept the same, there was no change. And overall, if you look at the commentary, it's mixed messaging a little bit, wherein growth forecasts were actually increased, signaling a better US economy. And overall, still three rate cuts expected in this year, and inflation continues to be a little bit higher than where the Fed is comfortable. So it's very likely that in June we will see some kind of rate cut. Overall, in terms of the market reaction, it seems like the market is taking the news positively and anticipating the interest rates cuts coming in the future. It's becoming more and more likely that interest rates will start coming down and we are at the top, and that's overall good news for stocks as the cost of borrowing decreases, the economy can also start growing faster. So it does seem like the market is already pricing this in. So a couple of sectors that become interesting in a falling interest rate environment are, one is consumer discretionary. So essentially companies that are selling products to consumers. In the past as well, when interest rates were low, consumer discretionary companies actually performed the best out of all of the others for a while. So these companies are more likely to see an increase in business when overall interest rates fall, consumers have more money to spend. Another sector that one could also look at is the real estate sector, wherein it's a very finance heavy sector, and developers need money flow constantly to be able to finance projects. So if their cost of raising that money decreases, they have a capability to build more inventory, drive sales, and in turn increase profits.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.